The soccer star Vladimír Šmicer has enjoyed a very successful career, winning league titles in the Czech Republic and France, and a number of trophies with one of the world's biggest clubs, Liverpool. The attacking midfielder, who's now 36, was also part of the Czech team that surprised many by reaching the final of the 1996 European Championship. I met Vladimír Šmicer at the stadium of Slavia Prague, the club where his career began in the early 1990s.
I was born in a small village called Vednesice. It's about 80 kilometers outside from Prague, and we were living there with my family in 14 years. And then we moved to Prague. My family is, I got one sister. And then when we moved to Prague, I started living here in Prague.
When you were young, was football always the first choice sport for you? Or did you have to choose between different sports?
No, football was always my first choice. I don't know why. When I was young, I always only kicked the ball. Of course, I liked, for example, playing tennis or the other sports, but football was always first place in my head.
You joined Slavia, I believe, when you were about 14 as well. At what point, I mean, there are a lot of players who, when they're young, look promising, but they don't become professional football players. At what point did you think, this is it, I can do this, and I've kind of made it?
Yeah, it's always difficult to say the right moment or the moment when you really arrive at the point when you think you can make it. But I think it was about when I was 18, something like that, 18, 19, because I was starting playing regularly for Slavia reserve team, and I was not bad. I start feeling that really I can score the goals, or I can make a goal. So before, no, I mean, I was 14, 15, I played for Slavia Prague, but for the junior teams, but sometimes I played, sometimes I didn't, so, you know, it was still very open.
At 20, you started playing for the Czech national team, and in the end, you ended up with over 80 international caps. You scored something like 27 goals, I read, including some very important ones. What was your first game for the Czechs, and who was it against, and what do you remember from that game?
Yeah, after when I started playing for Slavia, it was pretty fast, and my first game was against Cyprus, and it was in Košice, because at that time we were still Czechoslovakian team, so it was a special game. I remember we won 3-0, and of course I remember a lot of things. It was still great players, you know, from Slovakian team, and I played about 70 minutes. I didn't score the goal, but it was a great moment for me.
1996 was a very big year for you.
Yeah, a very big year, because we won the title with Slavia Prague. We went to semi-final of UEFA Cup, which is for the Czech teams, very, very great results. And, of course, we played Euro 96 in England, and it went pretty good, pretty well for us. We were surprised of the tournament, and we played the final.
About that time of Euro 96, you got married, but your marriage or your wedding turned into a bit of a circus. It took place on Old Town Square in Prague.
Yes, that was a great memory. The marriage was only 2 days before the final, and before the semi-final, I asked coach if I can go, if you go through, and he said, yeah, if you go through to the final, you can do anything what you want. So, okay, we qualified against France in after the penalties, and of course we didn't expect it that we go until the final, you know. So that's why I had this date for my marriage, and at the end it was great. I think a lot of people were there, and of course I couldn't enjoy it really, because after the marriage I had to go back to England.
Now, how do you look back at Euro 96? You got to the final, that was a great success, but you were beaten by the Germans.
Of course, before the tournament, if anybody told me that we can play final, I will never believe it. But after we were leading, after 70 minutes, we were leading 1-0, and I thought we can hold that lead till the end. But Bierhoff then scored 2 goals, one. And then we went to the extra time, and the extra time was golden goal, unfortunately for us, and we couldn't react, so we lost. But I think it was really over our qualities that tournament. We were really underdogs, and we made big surprise.
After the tournament, you moved to the French club Lens. Why the French league, and how did things go for you there?
Yeah, it was a French team because I think I need to do another step in my career, and I played already 5 years Czech league, and I had this offer from Lens because we play against them in UEFA Cup, and they like it the way I'm playing, so they offered me already after these games the contract, because I was at the end of my contract here in Slavia. So I said, why not? And of course, maybe if I signed the contract after the European Championship in England 96, maybe I could play for a relatively better team. But at the end, I was very happy because the things were good. It's like small team, you know, small club with a lot of fans. At the end, we won the title with in first time in their history. So really, at the end, I was very happy that I signed for this club.
In 1999, you joined one of the biggest clubs in the world, Liverpool. You also wore the number 7 jersey that previously had been worn by the club's biggest legend, Kenny Dalglish. Were you nervous joining Liverpool?
I don't want to say nervous, but I had a lot of respect for this club, of course. And when I was a small, really young boy, I really had a dream play one day for them. Sometimes it looks strange when you arrive at the club, you say, oh, it's my dream come through. But really, really, it was my favorite team. So I had, don't know, a lot of expectation what I can wait for from the team, from the fans, you know, and with number jersey seven, of course, it was a lot of pressure on me. And my first year was not that good, I think, because I arrived with injuries, you know. I had a lot of injuries through my career in Liverpool, but I was unhappy with this. But now I was really, really happy to join Liverpool. I had my friend Patrick Berger playing for Liverpool already, and it was really something fantastic.
Yeah, could you tell us about your friendship with him? How long have you known each other, and what kind of relationship have you got?
Patrick, when he was young, he played for Sparta Prague, our big rival, for Slavia Prague team. And then he signed for Slavia, and we started playing together at the age of 19 years. We had apartment together here in Prague, you know, so from this point, we started to be really, really good friends. And then he moved to Dortmund, I played in Lens, and at the end we joined together at Liverpool. It was really something unbelievable. We couldn't believe it that it happens.
And you and he together had great success in the year 2001, when Liverpool won the UEFA Cup, the FA Cup, the League Cup.
Yeah, it was definitely our best season there, because we were playing together, and club really won 5 titles, 5 trophies, which it was something first maybe it happened in England, and we are very happy to be part of this team.
In the second half of that interview in tomorrow's program, the Czech footballer Vladimír Šmicer tells us about the incredible 2005 Champions League final in which he scored for Liverpool, his return to Czech football and his plans for the future. So do join us then. I'm afraid our time is up for today. This is Dan.